Hey, this is The Breakdown. I'm Jack Soren, and I'll be talking about my mural, Blue Hawaii. This is a mural that I painted for Pow Wow in 2020. What we have here is a nostalgic piece that I intended for people of all ages to look at and feel that back in the day feeling, you know, remember the good old days. I call it the golden era of Hawaii. There was surfers and Elvis came and the classic cars and the very postcard Hawaii, and I wanted to bring that feeling in a more modern twist using my graffiti elements and that background to mesh the time periods. I was pretty fortunate to grow up in a family of artists. My mom would paint, my dad was a Hawaiian jeweler, so he'd make fine Hawaiian jewelry with gold, and I started to hang out with some of my older cousins who were painting graffiti, and they were a lot of my inspiration when I was young. I looked up to them, and that's where a lot of my real art and love for art began, was in the streets and in the gutters. Some of my best friends growing up on the North Shore, we would just go hunt for walls and look for different types of walls under bridges or up in the mountains. To just go spray paint and do graffiti, and I really enjoyed doing character work and art and graffiti characters, and that's where my style kind of grew as a graffiti artist. I'd throw in the lettering and everything that we see in normal graffiti, but I really loved doing like characters. The overview of what we have here is we have a bigger portrait of Elvis and his classic Blue Hawaii pose. And then we have some of the surfers in front of Diamond Head, which essentially represents the Waikiki boys, Duke Kahanamoku, who is a big inspiration for me as a person and what he shared with the world about Hawaii. We have a classic car that I love the design and the artistry of those classic cars in that time period. The rest of it, I'll add my steez. I'll put my graffiti elements of the wording and switch things up a little bit. I wanted to make sure the icon that I used, Elvis, was accepted amongst the locals, because newcomers, you know, it's always different. And after studying Elvis and how he played a role in Hawaii, I respected the way he came about treating the culture and being respectful and giving them, the locals, something to be excited about. And I asked my mom, I was like, so mom, what did everyone think about Elvis when he came? And she just got all googly-eyed and like a 16-year-old girl. She's like, oh, we loved him. Everyone loves Elvis. And when he came, everyone went to go see him at the airport. And so it brought back that feeling that I wanted to portray when people see my mural. The way I designed the colors for this mural was based on a color palette that I normally use, making sure it worked well together. What I use is almost a three color scheme, which is light, medium, and dark of one color. And then I'll play off of those colors. So if it's a light blue, a dark blue, and then a medium blue, I'll make sure that those blues are designed to play off of the light pink, the medium pink, and the dark pink. We have deeper reds like Elvis's shirt that is iconic to the photo, to where everyone knows his Aloha shirt was red and he had khaki pants or tan pants. And so I wanted to keep that as a reference, you know, to make sure it was more correct and recognized. But those colors also pop off of the lighter colors where we see the blue and the pink, and it has a lot more contrast that way. So designing the mural, I wanted to make sure the colors worked well with each other, but also brought contrast, foreground, background, and it worked out in a collage type of mural. So the way I painted Elvis was focused on a style known as like a fauvism. The artists back in the day wouldn't use skin tone colors, they would use expression colors. Figures and portraits, instead of being a skin tone, they're blue or pink or the more saturated colors. And that's a time period and an art style that really inspires me. So I wanted to bring that back in a modern way, where Elvis is blue, he's not tan, you know, it doesn't look like a normal human. Something that I always look back at is his cheeks are, there's two big blue circles, and sometimes I look at it and it bugs me, but other times those blue circles on his cheeks are kind of his blush. You know, we find that in character drawing in comic books. There's a circle that indicates like a rosy cheek type of thing. And the different outlines that we have, where there's a pink outline that separates his dark blue arm from the dark blue wave. Our crew, we call it a force field. That second outline would make the figure or the graffiti piece pop off of the background. So the typography in Blue Hawaii is a mixture between the sign painting postcard art from vintage postcards, where that's where we have the Hawaii in a script, a cursive script, and then the blue is the graffiti style, which is more modern, where you'll have dynamic, more crazy stylized letters from my background painting graffiti. And I wanted to mesh the two to give it a little bit more style, my style. It's basically me, you know, and I wanted to show the two sides of me. You know, I'm conservative in a lot of my ways, but I'm also fun and stylistic and can be rebellious and wild, and meshing those together in a way to make it work is what I wanted to try and achieve. Have different textures in my backgrounds that look like squiggles, and what those essentially are graffiti tags blown up to make a pattern, and that's what you see in the beach, or maybe the sand portion underneath the wave. And then you'll see in the half pink and the half blue, it says powwow in different squiggle letters. Kind of gives more texture and more design to a background scheme. So in the diamond head portion of the mural, we have what I like to simplify the city as abstract shapes. I didn't want to put too much detail in the city, but I wanted to stylize it in a way that it's just abstract squares with the mountain. And something that I tried to do differently this time was to layer my mountains and layer my abstract designs where there's subtle outlines on it, because I painted a darker color first, and then I ended up changing the whole color of the mountain to make it work better with the design and kind of push the mountain back because it was coming forward too much. There is a few hidden things in this mural, where on Elvis's shirt there's a flower pattern, and these flowers aren't the typical flower shape, they're more squiggled. And that comes again from my graffiti elements, but there's also a few flowers with skulls in them, and it's very subtle, but if you look at it, there might be a little happy face or a small skull or a flower that's different than the other flowers. Those are some of the fun things that I'll try to incorporate in my murals and keep it somewhat street and a little bit rugged, you know, try to mesh both styles. Living in the moment creates nostalgia for the future. And when you look back at living in the moment, then you get those good feelings and those good times, and it'll help remind you that life's good. Some of the feelings and ideas that I want people to receive from looking at my mural is the nostalgic feeling of remembering the good old times and remembering some of the golden years of this era of Hawaii or in someone's life.